This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Political parties stress security as key condition for March 5th election. Government to hold dialogue with Gen Z and political parties tomorrow. FNCCI calls for investigation and action against those involved in arson, vandalism and robbery during the Gen Z uprising. Meteorological Forecasting Division warns of rain and snowfall for 2 days, today and tomorrow. And U.S. President Donald Trump hints at possible third-term bid, rejects Vice President loophole. Now, the news in detail. The four-day Chhat festival concluded today with devotees offering arghya to the rising sun across rivers, ponds and lakes. The festival, which began last Saturday, was celebrated with grand rituals, especially in Mahottari, Dhanusa, Siraha and Saptari districts of Mithila, as well as other regions. Devotees observed fasting, performed prayers to the sun god and ancestral deities and offered fruits and yogurt as part of the rituals. Chhat is a festival of faith, goodwill and social harmony, bringing people together to worship the sun god, believed to grant happiness, prosperity, well-being and longevity. The main day involved fasting without water and offering prayers to the setting sun, followed by arghya to the rising sun today. President Ramchandra Paudil offered arghya at the Bagmati River in Gujeswari Pasupatinath area, while Prime Minister Sushila Karki joined celebrations at Kamal Pokhari in Kathmandu yesterday. The government had declared a public holiday on the occasion. Similarly, the Sama Chakewa festival has begun in the Mithila region. This festival, dedicated to brothers, is observed by the women of Mithila and started from last night. It begins on the second day of the Chhat festival, or the fifth day of Kartik Shukla, the bright fortnight in the month of Kartik, and is observed for 11 days, concluding on Purnima, the full moon day of Kartik. During the festival, Mithila women from the same community gather at night to sing songs praising the bravery, benevolence, dedication and love for their brothers. With the government preparing for the House of Representatives election on March 5th, major political parties have expressed concerns over the country's security situation. Leaders have called for the arrest of inmates who escaped from prisons and the return of weapons looted during the Gen Z protest, warning that a free and fair election would be impossible without restoring law and order. Nepali Congress leader Shyam Kumar Ghimire said uncertainty still surrounds the election atmosphere and urged the government to bring those involved in arson and vandalism to justice. Similarly, Madhav Sapkota of CPN Maoist Centre stressed that both the government and parties must ensure peace by recovering the stolen weapons and re-arresting the escapees. The Maoist Centre, he said, views the election as the solution to the current political crisis. Likewise, CPN-UML leader Mahesh Bartola echoed that elections are vital to restore democracy and the constitution, but must be held in a free, fair and fear-free environment. Meanwhile, Ramprakash Chaudhary of the Loktantrik Samajwadi Party emphasized that safety is essential for fair polls, and Rashtriya Janamorcha chair Chitra Bahadur Kesi voiced concern over the heavy loss during the Gen Z protest. Likewise, the government has scheduled a dialogue with the Gen Z representatives and political parties for October 29 after 4 p.m. According to the government, the meeting aims to create a conducive environment for the upcoming elections and ensure inclusive participation. Representatives from various Gen Z groups, political parties and government officials will take part in the talks. The government has assured that no political party will be excluded from the process. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, has urged the government to take immediate action against those involved in robbery, arson and vandalism targeting industries, businesses and private property during the Gen Z uprising. In a press release yesterday, the Federation expressed concern that First Information Reports, FIRs, are not being registered and that such inaction has weakened the morale of entrepreneurs while negatively impacting the economy. The FNCCI warned that continued impunity could harm investment, job creation, revenue collection and overall economic growth. The Federation has also written to the Ministry of Home Affairs urging inclusion of private sector representatives in district and central level security committees to ensure better coordination and protection for businesses. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has issued a special weather bulletin warning of possible rainfall and snowfall today and Wednesday tomorrow. According to meteorologist David Thakal, the weather changes are due to the combined influence of a western wind and a low-pressure system over the Arabian Sea. The effects are expected to continue from last night to Wednesday morning. Farmers have been advised to delay paddy harvesting for 2 days, and those who already harvested should store their crops immediately to prevent damage. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged the public to stay cautious as rain and snow could affect daily life, agriculture, mountaineering and tourism. Meanwhile, the District Administration Office, Mustang, has urged trekkers to avoid high mountain trails in the district following a weather warning issued. Chief District Officer Vishnu Prasad Bhusal has requested trekkers to postpone their trips and urged tourists and pilgrims to travel only after checking the latest weather updates and taking necessary precautions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Health and Population, Dr. Sudha Sarma Gautam, yesterday visited people injured during the September 8 and 9 Gen Z protest who are receiving treatment in hospitals. The minister inspected the Tribhuvani University Teaching Hospital, Kathmandu Medical College and National Trauma Center and said the injured are getting proper medical care, with some improving while others remain in critical condition. Dr. Gautam assured that the government will leave no stone unturned to provide quality treatment and urged all sides to not to disrupt the election environment. According to the health ministry, 11 people injured in the Gen Z movement are currently being treated at hospitals across the country. In the triangular football tournament held in Shillong, the Nepali women's football team defeated host India 2-1 at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. Team captain Savitra Bhandari scored both goals for Nepal, opening the score in the second minute and adding a second in the 63rd minute. India scored a goal in the 81st minute, but Nepal held on to secure the win. With this victory, Nepal finished as runner-up in the tournament, having lost their first match 3-0 to Iran, while India failed to earn any points from their 2-0 defeat by Iran. Now, on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has not ruled out the possibility of seeking a third term in office, saying he would love to do it. Speaking to reporters during his trip to Asia, President Trump dismissed suggestions that he could run as vice president in 2028, calling the idea too cute and saying it wouldn't be right. The U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment bars presidents from serving more than two terms, and repealing it would require approval from two-thirds of the Congress and 38 states, a process seen as highly unlikely. Trump's former strategist Steve Bannon recently claimed there was a plan to secure another term for the 79-year-old president, though no details have been revealed. During the flight to Japan, Trump mentioned Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of the State Marco Rubio as potential successors, describing them as unstoppable. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall at some places in Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province and at a few places in the hilly and mountainous areas of the remaining provinces, and light rain is expected at one or two places in the remaining areas of the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of heavy rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently there is an influence of the low-pressure system formed in the Arabian Sea along with the westerly winds. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 12 to 14 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 23 and 25 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Political parties stress security as key condition for March 5th election. Government to hold dialogue with Gen Z and political parties tomorrow. FNCCI calls for investigation and action against those involved in arson, vandalism and robbery during the Gen Z uprising. Meteorological Forecasting Division warns of rain and snowfall for 2 days, today and tomorrow. And U.S. President Donald Trump hints at possible third-term bid, rejects Vice President loophole. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.